Here begins Smurfs Tale Collection 4, narrated by John Hastings for Saga Egmont. The Hundredth Smurf. The weather in the land of the Smurfs is really gloomy. Dark clouds are hanging over the Smurf village, and a terrible wind is howling around the houses. A sudden gust of wind opens Vanity Smurf's door and knocks over his large mirror, breaking it into pieces. 7 years of bad luck, they say. In any case, for Vanity, it is a true disaster.
In the 654th year of Smurf, a fierce wind and a full moon will announce 100 years of bad luck. The only thing that can stop this from happening is the Dance of 100 Smurfs.
Papa Smurf reads and closes the old book with a shiver.
100 Smurfs? Are there 100 Smurfs?
He wonders, feeling a little anxious. He quickly decides to visit everyone in the village and make a list. It seems the run of bad luck has already started, as Papa Smurf sees all sorts of accidents happen everywhere he goes.
It's a disaster!
He cries, having completed his list.
There's only 99 of us. We won't be able to smurf the dance.
In the meantime, Vanity decides to make an unbreakable mirror out of polished metal. The sound of his hammering reverberates in the entire village, making the Smurfs hold their ears. When the sun sets, Vanity stops the hammering. Now he is polishing his mirror. The horrible grating noise keeps everyone awake all night.
"Fine, then," he says in the morning. "I'll go and smurf my work in the middle of the forest. I will not disturb anyone there."
But unfortunately, the forest animals find his hammering just as annoying. Vanity finishes his mirror and moves onto the frame. But then it starts to rain heavily. The little Smurf grabs his precious mirror and hurries back to the village. All of a sudden, Vanity is struck by lightning. He hits the ground, completely stunned.
"Phew, it's not broken,"
he says with relief, as he finds his mirror laying on the ground.
"Broken, not it's phew."
His reflection repeats his words in reverse order.
"Who smurfed this?"
Vanity exclaims. "This smurfed who?"